Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. I just felt that the Lord wants to encourage your heart today. The words of Jesus recorded in Luke 10:19 says that we, as God's children, have been given power and authority over all the power of the enemy. And Ephesians 5:8-14 informs us that we are children of light. What a wonderful concept that is. Weymouth's translation puts it like this: there was a time when you were nothing but darkness. Now, as Christians, you are light itself. Live and act as sons of light. And we are quickened, we are made alive by and through the power of the Holy Spirit that God continually sends forth into our lives, into the body of Christ. The Word declares, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Ephesians 2:1-5 states, and you hath he quickened, who were once dead in trespasses and sin, and hath quickened us together with Christ, for by grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. What a beautiful thought that is to meditate upon. So God's shaking us awake. He's doing that to the body of Christ. He's doing that individually. Don't you find yourself stirred by a greater hunger to love God, to serve Him, to know Him? And He's not shaking the dust from us, but He's shaking us from the dust. Dust is symbolic of earth, is it not? Adam was made out of the dust of the earth. Dust is earth, and it is the earth from which man's human frame was originally formed. But we're called to shake ourselves from the dust of the earth and flesh, of course, that which symbolizes flesh. Then we are able to arise and sit down in Jesus' finished work of Calvary and find the rest that remains for the children of God. Isaiah 52:1-3 says, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. From henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck. The prophet is telling us to do that. O captive daughter of Zion, for thus saith the Lord, you sold yourselves for naught, and you shall be redeemed without money. So often we find, perhaps in our own spiritual experience or in the church, that someday, sometime, somewhere, we're going to have the power that we believe of and believe in. And so sometimes we get lost in mystery, we get wrapped in vagueness, and we're waiting for some happier tomorrow to reveal to us the glories of the Lord. But the result is that the power of heaven and spiritual realms are left in the province of mystery. And so many of God's people are living in anticipation instead of revelation and realization. And I'm sure your heart's desire, my heart's desire, is to see us come into the fullness of His presence, into His maturity, and walk as overcomers. And I just want to pray right now. Father, I pray that you will just minister to us. So many now need your strength and encouragement. for the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved. And I would say, as you ask of me in faith, so shall it be given to you. Is it not written that I've borne your griefs, I've carried your sorrows, and I would not have you burdened down? Is it not written, to come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest? So as you do so, you will experience my power flowing in you, and you shall know my everlasting covenant promises that I have established with you. And the Lord your God shall arise with healing in his wings. And behold, you shall see the strength of the Lord abound, and those that stood back in weakness shall be endued with divine strength, and they shall come forward into the light. Those that have stood in fear shall be delivered and shall come forth in the glory of the Lord. And they shall know that I have set before them a word of light and encouragement, a word of deliverance, a word of hope. I would strengthen you even this day, beloved. So come to me and enter into my peace. Enter in and make glad your heart with the abundance of life that I desire to give freely to you. For in me there's no excess and there's no darkness in me at all. That which is manifest of the Spirit, is it not light? And is it not made light by the quickening of my Spirit? For the light does penetrate the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. But that which is of light shineth forth unto the abundance and unto resurrection life. Even in this hour shall my people arise and come forth into a newness of life. In days past, there have been voices of those that did cast doubt on my word and did say, there's no miracles for this hour. But I declare to you that you desire, and it is my desire for you to hear the voice of the Lord. I declare to you, my beloved, hear my voice, which says to you, I am the resurrection and the life. You shall hear, and you shall manifest that which you do hear, and you shall come forth in radiance of my Spirit and power. For the word of God, the word of life, is quicker and sharper than any two-edged sword. That which is of the Spirit divideth asunder that which is of the Spirit and that which is of flesh. So arise, my beloved, and come into my presence. I'm calling my people to live no more in the darkness of carnal thinking and understanding, but I am calling for a people today that will come forth in my name, that they may live in the resurrection glory of my Spirit. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead shall quicken your mortal body. And that which is of me shall prosper, and it shall be manifest in light, for light dispels the darkness. Darkness cannot comprehend that which I do, but it is light, my light, that dispels the darkness, and it is that light that your life shall shine forth. So, beloved, wait patiently for me, and as you walk in the love and in the light and in the glory of my presence, as you meditate upon my word, you need only to rest and wait patiently for your God. For I will come to you. I know your heart's cry. I know the desires of your heart, and I will make known to you my ways, says the Lord. You shall receive that which I shall cause you to receive. Rejoice, for the angels of the Lord encampeth around those that fear me, and the angel of the Lord watches over you, and the angels of the Lord shall make a way for you. For the heart of your God shall call forth ministering angels and cause you to walk in the ways of your Lord. I shall give safety to you, and protection and deliverance from the work of the enemy. You shall be delivered from the powers of darkness, and you shall be ministered to by my Spirit. And I shall come to you in innumerable ways and bring you into a relationship with me, such as you have desired and such as you've never known all the days of your life, says the Lord. Father, we thank you right now for strengthening your people. Lord, so many are experiencing weariness and tiredness from the battles. Lord, I ask right now that you would dispel that and let new hope and faith and praise stir their hearts. Lord, I'm just asking you for right now that every work of the enemy will be bound and you will release them, Father, into a liberty and into a joy and into a knowledge and to the display of your power in their personal lives such as they have never known. Lord, I'm asking that you would just minister to them, that let them experience the presence of the Lord in a way they've never known. For Lord, in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Lord, I just thank you right now. Those that have been so bowed down with grief, there's a woman listening to me right now. You've just heard some very, very sad news and you're just grief-stricken. But the Lord would touch you right now and comfort your heart and cause you to know that everything's going to be all right and that your faith shall claim the victory that you have desired, that you've asked of God in your prayers. Father, I thank you for all of this ministry. I thank you for just touching your people today. Lord, many are just weary from the battles, and I ask for that refreshing and encouragement that you would give in the mighty name above every name, the name of Jesus. I thank you for it. Praise God. Well, I thank you for joining me today, and I ask you to share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you choose to send an email, know that I personally respond to emails as well as if you write a letter, which the announcer will give. I only answer the mail and read the letters that come in. So I invite you to write and share those prayer needs. When I say this is a personal ministry, it really is a personal ministry. God's kept us relatively small so that I could carry on this task, even as Brother Glass did for decades. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.